Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Scope. And now, here are your hosts, Jared, Adam, and Shane.
Everybody, we are back with another edition of The Scope, 296, in fact. Jared is sitting to my right, and once again, the man with the plan, Adam, is back to my left.
Hi, I made it.
Thank goodness he's here, and it is a special, special edition. It is probably my favorite episode that we do every year. Of course, it's our holiday show, where we get deep and dirty into all of our holiday secrets.
Wow. It's like the Real Housewives of the North Pole.
And this is...
it's just one person.
One pole. and guess what? We are doing something that I don't think we have ever done on this show before, and that is a food taste test.
I don't think
we've ever eaten food on the show, and we've got a nice selection of holiday foods. We'll get into that in a minute, but we've got a little intro stuff to talk about right now, as we always do. And I always like to start it off with like a holiday question, and I think I'm going to send this one over to Adam. I thought about this last night, Adam. How is Christmas different for you now that you have a small child? Does it feel different? Do you do things differently?
That's a good question.
Yeah, I think it's a great question.
I mean, he is 14 months old, so right. I don't think there is anything. Mostly this year, it was me being frustrated that a tree was going up because he likes to get into everything.
He sounds like a cat right now.
Yes.
A dog.
Yes. But he immediately was frightened by it and hasn't messed with any of the ornaments.
He's like, why is outdoors indoors? What's going on? Is it a real tree or a fake tree?
It's a fake tree. Okay. And, you know, like it's like prickly enough. Where like he touched it and he was like
ugh. Oh scared
yeah
and
that's it's just now he has not messed with it a single time.
That's it. You also put little razor blades on it just in case.
Parenting tip.
Yep.
But I would imagine it will not be until you know he's a little bit more cognizant that thing. Like we will now have to make room for a bunch of shit that we don't need yet. His grandparents are very good at buying things for him that he cannot use yet.
Sure. like a bandsaw.
Yeah. They told me they were going to get him a power washer.
Well, that was last year.
Oh, okay.
So this year it'll be, I don't know, an add-on to that. But
Instant Pot.
Yeah. Oh, no, we already have one. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe we'll get for him. He's got a quart. He's a little three quart.
He's still lagging. He's still doing the sous vide crap that you were talked about years ago.
He's still, we all do that. And he thinks it's amazing that it takes, for some reason, 4 hours to make chicken breast.
Yeah. You set it and forget it, though.
Exactly.
You start
it. I want an 8 hour piece of steak.
Yeah, but you're doing other things while that steak is cooking. And if you let it, you don't let it go for you.
Like loading my drawers. And being scared of the Christmas tree.
Yeah.
So what about like gift exchange? You know, when we had Audrey, you know, the exchange between Carrie and myself, it was like, you know, are we still going to do this? And the answer was yes, we did. We haven't really faded, but a lot of adults, when they have children, tend to dial that back a little bit. And they
We had children, Mandy and I were already on a $30 limit.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So,
no problem there.
No
problem there. Mm-mm. Yeah, I think it'll be interesting for you if we have this conversation next year, because I think kids start to figure this out a little bit more around two and a half to three.
Yep.
And then you've got a good, you know, number of years where it's actually a lot of fun, you know, if you're going to let the Santa Claus myth go on and stuff like that.
Yeah. I know that she doesn't want to do any Elf on the Shelf stuff.
Yeah, we don't do that either.
Speaking to some people at work, their kids are full in, they think that elf moves himself every night and is real, even though it's like clearly a plastic thing. Yeah. Whatever.
He gains the ability to cause all sorts of mischief when everyone's asleep.
It's like Toy Story. During the day, he is plastic, but at night.
Toy Story is the Elf on the Shelf perpetuator. I never thought of that.
This Bastards. Elf on the Shelf thing is just like... I don't grok this thing at all because, you know, as me, the J-Dub, growing up, I didn't really get a lot of Christmas action in my house, and I don't think Elf on the Shelf was even a thing back then.
No,
But if it were, I wouldn't have gotten it.
Right.
So now when I hear people talk about it, I'm just like, what? Are you just duping your children for fun and profit? Is that what we're doing here?
Right. Yeah, yeah, we don't do the
it's
elf
like Santa
the
Claus 2.
Is it just meant to like keep children behaving? Is that what it is? Is
yeah,
a parenting
he's
tool?
Watching, right? It's yeah. like
but isn't it like Santa's fun? Like, ooh, what's he gonna do? What's he gonna
from
do this week?
My coworkers, it sounds annoying because they say, "Yep, every night I lay down in bed and say, shit, forgot to move the elf." Right. And they have to go move it.
Right. Do they do like, do you make little tableaus? Like maybe he's starting a line of cocaine? Or?
Yes, you should do that. I was actually thinking about that today. I went and got my hair cut.
Yeah.
And my my hairstylist was talking about how she's really enjoying her elf on the shelf. And
hey, Shane. Shane.
Yeah.
Did you get them all cut?
I got them. I got every single hair got a trim.
Nice.
And I was thinking, like, if I were to do that, I would get like little chocolates and have like the elf taking a dump on the table or something like
oh, yeah.
that. You know, I would do disgusting things like
he's
that.
He's a naughty elf.
Yeah.
Don't be like him.
He's not.
Does
good
the elf
at all.
Have a name?
Is it just elf?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Okay. Defense. I was just wondering if like
none
maybe
of us
some
know.
Families name him. Like maybe he's Fievel.
Yeah. Or Buddy. Like the movie or Buddy. Brad.
Yeah.
Keith. Yeah. Keith the elf. Oh, look what Keith dropped himself into the sugar bowl again.
Oh,
look, Keith.
Sugar bowl, right. right.
Keith broke a glass on the, he broke a glass in the middle of the floor. And we're going to clean it up. That's the worst elf on the shelf.
Well,
like, oh,
Keith drank too much and needs cab money again.
Oh, that damn elf on the shelf. Keith the elf.
Grandma's ashes.
Right. Oh, yes, yeah, so the Keith is in the urn again.
Yeah, well, it's draws out all the toxins.
Oh, my God. Well, I'm glad that we don't do
free
that.
Free radicals, Shane. Free radicals. Got to contain them.
Yeah. Well, guess what, guys? We've got quite a show. We're calling it Scope Dope or Scope Nope. It's our new review rating system, and this is the holiday-themed food edition. We've got a plate full of holiday treats, food that seems familiar, most of it, but with a holiday twist. Drinks that seem familiar, but with a holiday twist. You know, that is the hot thing right now, guys, having holiday
themed food.
It'd be
nice if that twist was rum.
No doubt about it. I mean, you see it with Halloween flavored stuff, maybe a little Thanksgiving here and there, but Christmas is when it really comes out, and we're at critical mass, and I figured this is a great time for us here at The Scope to get into the holiday spirit and try these foods and give our opinions.
Yeah.
So let's take a quick break, and we'll be back with our holiday scope. That's episode 296 to you and me. Back in a sec.
Ho, 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 motherfuckers.
Wow.
I don't know where that came from. Hey, it's the holidays. It's time to pony up a little cash and support the show. You know you love to listen to. Come on, we've been reasonably competent this year. Not really on a regular schedule, but here we are asking for money. Patreon.com/The Scope Show to give us that money. Go there now. It's the holidays. Do what's right. Bye.
And we are back. It's our holiday scope show, everybody. Episode 296.
Actually, went and got a holiday song.
I love it. You listened to me. You took my show notes and you put something together.
That was the YouTube audio library. Just a little quick search. Found something good.
Love it. The internet makes things so easy. Just imagine how hard it was when we first started doing this. Now everything is at our fingertips.
Oh, before the internet existed.
Before the internet. There was no internet when we did this, guys. Jared's confused.
TV just went blank for some reason.
Uh-oh.
The music's still playing, so I think everything's good.
What's the name of the Christmas beast that causes all sorts of trouble?
I don't know. The Grinch?
Like the Krangle or something like that? I don't remember.
You're
there's
asking
a movie,
the
there's a movie
guy.
But it's true. I'm looking at you thinking you have all the information on
Last
Christmas
week you asked
lore.
Me what color a thing was. This week you're asking me all about Christmas.
I forget things.
Well, you see, Jesus was born. And we're celebrating that.
Right. I like that. Jared, are we back?
Yeah, no. Well, the music kept playing, so everything was good. Okay. Just my TV just randomly turned off. My TV that I use as a monitor. It's not the 75-inch OLED rolling screen that Adam bought, but it'll
I
do.
Did get $400 wheels for it, obviously.
Of course
obviously.
You did.
We didn't even talk about the $56,000 computer that we all ordered.
Yeah, we did
it's
do
not
that.
For us, all right?
Next time us. You can do the news. But this time we're doing a scope first, everybody. And guess what? This is a perfect bit for podcasts because visuals don't matter at all, right? Jared, no. Adam, and I are going to sample
with
and
the sound of a moist mouth chewing on some cookies. Oh, that's audio magic.
It's got to be theater of the mind. So we've really got to describe this for people that are listening. Can we do that?
Can I work in the word unctuous? Let's find out.
Of course you can. So the three of us are going to sample and review a number of holiday themed foods because mashing up holiday flavors with junky junk food is never a bad idea, right?
For junky junk and the funky bunch.
Right. I'm going to write that down, Jared. I like that.
Yeah.
Junky Junk.
And the Funky Bunch. I had a little bit of an internal debate. Do I say this? Yeah, I'll say it. That's what happened. The side of yay came out. It's holiday cheer, Shane.
I love it. So
say what you want.
So for a number, for the foods we love.
Except Merry Christmas. Don't say that.
Do not. You're not allowed. War on Christmas.
We say Christmas again.
Wow. For foods we love, we'll give it a scope dope, Jared.
Scope dope?
I thought really hard about that. What's the sound for scope dope? Do we have...
That's standard bell.
That's the wrong one. Scope dope is good.
Oh, sorry. There we go.
Wow, you really went all out on these.
I imagine sleigh bells.
I wanted like a ho 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 or sleigh bell.
It's a freaking weeknight. I don't have time for this.
But for foods that don't pass the taste test, we'll rate it with a devastating scope nope with this sound effect we've never heard before.
Right.
Go.
This one.
Never. Or a Family Feud. You missed it. You missed the board. That's what it is. So we've got, at my count, we've got 5 food items here that are non-drinks. Mm. I don't know what that would be called. Solid foods?
I'd say foods.
Foods.
And then 3 drinks.
And then we've got 3 drinks, all limited edition. So yes. Let's start with, I'm really thirsty, but let's start with something first.
Okay.
I think I'm going to start with this delicious Pepperidge Farms Toasted Marshmallow Milano Cookie. Now, everybody knows the Milano cookies. They're like a pastry with a thin sheet of chocolate in the middle. Well, this
is like a sandwich cookie.
Like a sandwich cookie. Fancy. Yeah. They come in the bags. You've had them for generations. Now, this one adds a toasted marshmallow flavor. So looking at it, like it looks like the same sort of cookie. You guys can take a bite, but with like a thin layer of marshmallow frosting in there as well. So let's take a bite and discuss. Smell, Jared? It smells sort of like...
I'm getting a little marshmallow whiff off.
I mean, it does actually smell like marshmallow. Like fake marshmallow.
Right. Like not like toasted marshmallow, just like a bag of Jet Puff marshmallow.
No, or like when they add marshmallow to stuff, that fake marshmallow, that's what it smells like.
Like
this exactly right here. Okay.
I'm getting an awful lot of cookie and not a lot of filling.
Okay, take a bigger bite.
Well, I've eaten half the cookie.
Eat it all, Jared.
This isn't... I don't know.
See, I feel like the Milano filling ratio is about what it is when you get the regular cookies.
I basically don't get the marshmallow. It doesn't taste exactly the same as the Milano. Mm-hmm. There's like you can tell something's different.
It doesn't blow you away.
Yeah.
No.
You get the smell a little bit, but it's definitely chocolate and cookie forward.
I want a little more filling in this, honestly. I mean, Pepperidge Farm, you might remember, but you forgot to put the filling in. I'm just saying.
Okay.
And this may be how it normally is.
Yeah, it is. This is it.
But if this is how it is, then I am not buying a package anytime soon.
All right. Okay.
I'm just saying. So I'm going to eat the whole thing.
We're going to score this on the GamePro scoring system.
So which one is this?
Graphics.
This is, I think it is.
This one is graphics, yes.
Grinning face with wide eyes, thumbs up. I think that's what this is. No, it's a scope nope or a scope dope. Everybody?
We have to unanimous, or at least I guess there's 3 of us, so we will come
so
to
that
it.
We'll break the tie. Adam?
That's a binary.
Yep.
I could do without this.
Jared?
I'm without.
And I could take it or leave it, so let's give it that scope nope.
Bah! Humbug!
There we go. Look at this guy on the fly.
For me, these are like, are they any better than their originals? I don't know how often I have a Milano cookie, to be honest, but like, I don't think it's any better.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I think it's a marketing ploy.
Yeah.
So guess what, guys? We've got 3 drinks.
Excellent.
Which one do we, let's do the one that Adam's already had.
Okay.
So I'm going to crack it open. It's a limited edition Sprite.
Yeah, I want a Sprite one.
You want to describe it, Adam? Since
yes,
you've
this
had
is
it?
A winter spiced cranberry.
I'm going for the ASMR effect here.
Do it. Ooh, that's good. Really good.
Lemon lime flavored soda with other natural flavors.
Right.
The can, did it only come in these little cans?
I think you can get it bigger, but I just found
this
these.
Is what I got it into. Yep. It's in the 7.5 ounce can.
Mm-hmm.
It's got like a nice wrapping paper-esque
I mean, the presentation is great.
Beautiful. Yeah. You know, it's not a two-color can.
Nice step and repeat.
And
I'm
have to say, I immediately smelling it, I smelled the cranberry straight away. Yeah. So they're not playing with that.
Yeah.
So
spiced cranberry. I'm going to be looking for that spice. I got a feeling it's going to be hiding somewhere.
My mouth is watering. I'm so thirsty right now. It's probably not the best situation where we're having super sweet things and then drinking soda.
It's fine.
But we got to battle through.
It's probably their target demo. There's like a ginger ale taste.
I totally get the I get the cranberry. I get the spice. It's not just straight cranberry. It's definitely spiced cranberry.
Right. Yeah, it's like a sriracha, right? So pretty.
I'm getting I'm not even sure if I'm getting any cranberry.
Oh, you're crazy. Cranberry. You're crazy.
Especially right at the beginning.
It's very subtle though. I feel it's like not going to smack you in the face. It's not like a log of cranberry goo was hurled at your face and it just sort of like
it's
smacks
still
you.
Sprite with cranberry, not like cranberry Sprite. I like it.
One thing I would say is I'm totally expecting it to have a pink tinge to it. Mm. It's straight clear.
It is.
So that's a little ding on it for me.
You don't want it to be clear.
I want it to look like a Shirley Temple. That's what I expected it to look like and I didn't get it.
Hmm. I got to say I'm not getting much spice off of this at all. Maybe like a little tiny bit.
So let me ask this question.
I want a little more zip to it.
Hmm. To give it a scope dope, does this have to be something that you prefer to drink over regular Sprite or just something that you wouldn't kick it out of bed?
Or you'd go buy it.
Right.
Right. You'd be like, hey, I'm having
you wouldn't
some
be upset
over,
that you bought, you spent money on
right.
this.
Okay.
I'll start it off. I'm going to give it a scope dope. I kind of like it. It could be a lot more offensive. I think that it tastes all right.
Kind of like it more than normal Sprite. This seems like a really good mixer with vodka.
Oh,
that's a good cone. Yeah, yep. This would mix really well.
So yeah, I'm gonna give it a scope dope as well,
Jared.
I mean I'm definitely in the dope camp. I think this is very drinkable.
All right. So
I'm a little disappointed that I'm not getting a burst of flavor.
But freaking Wolfgang Puck.
Honestly, I'm enjoying it as I drink it. I just would like it, you know, for something that professes to be a spiced cranberry. Mm. I would like a little more spice in the
forward. Many episodes of Great British Bake Off and all the holiday shows I've watched on Chopped, on all that crap on the Food Network, I feel like I'm living a dream of being a Food Network right. star. So, Jared, give us a scope dope sound effect.
Perfect. I don't have a lot of options on this.
No, that's good.
The ghost of Santa gives it a thumbs up. All right, guys. So we've sampled the soda. Let's get in there.
I'm going to finish that later.
How about you pick the next thing?
Okay, I'm going to pick this Kit Kat Sweet Cinnamon.
Oh, yeah. So I found this last second
Sweet Cinnamon
in the holiday candy section at Target, a giant bag of Kit Kats. But this time around, it's sweet cinnamon. And guess what? When you crack that wrapper open, you smelled cinnamon immediately.
It's like Big Red.
It is cinnamon it's like forward,
chocolate
Jared.
Big Red.
Listen, look at Jared just practically...
Oh.
Oh. Oh no, he's making a face, everybody.
I don't know. That first hit was like, oh, there's something going on. That second hit was like, oh, I don't know if I like this.
It's kind of like an air freshener. You got to open it up and let it just fill the room, and then you're fine. All right. So
I'm not sure what I feel about cinnamon and chocolate. Yeah. We'll see.
Before I try this.
Cinnamon and chocolate is a fantastic flavor combination.
I'm going to say I am not a cinnamon stan.
Cinnamon stand. What about Kit Kats? Do you like Kit Kats?
Yeah, sure. Kit
Jared,
Kats.
Do you love
I
Kit Kats?
I love a Kit Kat.
Okay, so this is we're sort of tampering with the formula here.
Now, my traditional way of eating a Kit Kat is layer by layer. I'm not going to do that for this.
Right. Oh, you want to get a cross section.
So gross. Look at this making a mess. Okay, here we go.
Here we go.
Okay. All right. So what are we tasting here?
I kind of like it. It's very subtle.
Chocolate and cinnamon, though. Yeah. It's there.
It's. Yeah. I'd say it's not like the smell is way stronger than the taste.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Oh, Kit Kats are so good.
They are.
Kit Kats by themselves are so good.
I would say it's. I don't.
Okay, I've eaten it all. I'll tell you that much.
Well, yeah. I mean, you're not.
I don't know if it's as good as the normal Kit Kat, but I've had plenty of other Kit Kat flavors, like the white chocolate ones and stuff. It's better than most of those.
Okay.
Let's see how this pairs with the cranberry Sprite.
Yeah, we need to rinse that down.
I gotta say, I don't think this is worth the price of admission.
Jared says go.
It's
says nope.
It's Kit Kat, and then there's some cinnamon, but I'm not feeling like there's a marriage happening here. I'm not feeling like the cinnamon is enhancing the experience at all. I feel like it's just an add-on.
Okay, so Jared's not sold. Yeah. Adam, what about you?
Yeah, like I said, like. It's not as good as normal Kit Kats. Mm-hmm.
But nothing is. There's never been in a super...
So why try? Stop messing with it. Just put it in a green wrapper.
Yeah, I feel the same way. Like, I wanted to love it. Kit Kats is one of my favorite snacking candies of all time.
Yeah.
But I would never buy this over a regular Kit Kat, ever.
Yeah, it did, actually.
It's something fun to pass out in stuff like this at a holiday party.
Yeah.
But it, if people had a choice, they'd want the regular one. So you know what that means, Jared.
Bah, humbug.
That's what it means.
All right, Jared, I'm going to let you pick the next item.
All right.
I think what I want to do is let's pick one more food item, and then we'll go back and forth with the drinks after that. So pick a food item for us.
Okay. I really want to get into the Cinnamon Toast Crunch stuff
here. Okay, so we've got special holiday edition of Cinnamon Toast Crunch. This is the cinnamon... It's not even cinnamon.
No.
It's sugar cookie toast crunch.
Yes.
I mean, it looks like Cinnamon Toast Crunch, but it smells like cinnamon cookies. Adam's had this.
I have. Hmm. I will say, review from...
Or sugar from cookie. I keep saying cinnamon. Sugar cookie.
Review from my wife.
Who?
Is,
no, you have to say it like... Whenever I say who, you have to say it like Borat.
No, I don't. is that it's better with milk.
Okay.
Which we're having it dry, right? Just for transparency here.
Correct.
Once again, it smells like sugar cookie.
Yes.
I mean,
it definitely smells like sugar.
That's the one thing about all this stuff so far. Everything smells like it's supposed to smell like.
Have you guys had the churro Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
No.
That came out sometime this year, I guess.
Okay, I already bit my tongue. I'm not sure how that's a bad...
You know what's interesting about this? We've had really sweet stuff, and this is kind of a little bit subdued. I'm almost getting we need like palate cleansers.
Yeah, I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah.
I eat a lot of cereal. I like cereal in the morning.
I think you can't eat one piece. Like if you're just eating one piece to taste it, you need like two or three to go on. Because you got to experience like what's a spoonful taste like.
Yeah.
Here's the thing about cereal. Anything that's supposed to be something else like donut cereal or Oreo cereal, most of the time it just tastes like cereal with whatever.
Yeah.
And I think that this is sort of in that realm.
Yeah.
But I like it.
Do you like Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
I do like Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Do you like this more than Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
Let's just say this was a regular flavor and I don't buy Cinnamon Toast Crunch regularly, but I would buy this every once in a while.
Okay.
So I'm going to give it a positive review. What about you?
It's hard for me. I think because of how much I like rum chata.
Oh,
yes. Which is not like this. It is only like Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I feel like Cinnamon Toast Crunch is just a level above this. So
it's probably better, yeah.
If I was given the choice, I think I would go with that. So I would have to give this a nope. But this is like a hard one where if we were on a 3-point scale, I'd give it a medium, you know, sort of thing.
But it's binary, Jared. Yeah. So, Jared, it's all up to you, really. I mean,
well, I'm coming in with fire now. So.
The fate of General Mills all rests on your shoulders.
I don't know about that. I mean, Cinnamon Toast Crunch is like the number one cereal in America.
Jared's cereal expert over there.
I think if this was billed as sugar cookie Cinnamon Toast Crunch, you have a failure. They've done themselves a favor in removing the cinnamon part
because
of the
there's
name.
No cinnamon, Jared.
It's just what is it called? Sugar cookie toast crunch.
Sugar cookie toast crunch.
Perfect. You've solved your problem right there. Now the expectations are properly
you are
set.
Coming in hot.
The expectations are properly set that you're going to get a sugar cookie experience. You're not getting a sugar cookie cinnamon toast experience.
Right.
You're just getting a sugar cookie experience, and for that reason. This is a success.
Wow. So has anyone ever had sugar cookie toast before? That's the real question.
I don't know that you need to worry about that question.
Jared, sound effect, please.
Where is it?
Ghost Santa loves it.
I didn't know what the wood saw sounds like.
I did a little bit of fact finding.
I love
after
it.
Jared mentioned this. The number one cereal in America in 2018. We don't have 2019 numbers
yet. You just trumped him.
It is a General Mills cereal.
Oh, is it?
But it is not Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Oh, what is it?
It is
Cheerios.
Plain Cheerios.
Cheerios.
In fact, the number two is Honey Nut Cheerios.
Because kids eat. That's kids. It's the perception is they're healthy.
The number three is Frosted Flakes.
Yep, I get
four
that.
Is Honey Bunches of Oats. That's surprising.
What?
Number five, Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
So in the top five, Jared, you're only a partial liar.
I blame Rhett and Link for leading me astray.
Yeah, they don't know what they're talking about. We're doing a way better job than them, by the way. So it's my turn to pick, and I'm definitely leaving the red soda for last. We're going to dig into cinnamon Coca-Cola.
Mm,
my daughter cracked open one of these cans and had it. and she was not impressed by it. I'm just
so they've
you.
Gone with this their standard Coke kind of branding on yep. this. So they because there's other flavors
yeah, cherry
of Coke.
Cherry Coke, orange Coke. So it's got the same brand.
Similar, but you know, you've got more of a brownish palate. You got some cinnamon yep. sticks on the front. You know what to expect.
So you crack it open, you smell cinnamon right away, Adam.
Yes. It's like more of a caramely cinnamon. Yeah,
it does Coke. Smell very Coca-Cola-y.
Yeah.
Okay, are we ready?
It's very Coke forward. I'm not getting any cinnamon off this at all.
Yep,
I think if you smelled both.
Okay.
Now I'm getting it, but it's still more
I will cola say flavor. As a non Coke and a Diet Coke drinker, it has a smell to it.
Yeah. And you definitely get the cinnamon in that flavor. I mean, I get it right
I
away.
I don't get any cinnamon
what
at
is wrong
all.
With
I'm getting zero it's, cinnamon.
It's strong cinnamon.
What? Am I is there like a, what's the medical term for not being able to taste
yeah,
cinnamon?
Yeah, what's the opposite of a super I have taster? A non-super taster. A normie taster.
Okay. So I love Coca-Cola.
Uh-huh. Okay, there's a little cinnamon on the second sip.
A Coke is my go-to, straight-up Coke. I don't even drink it that much because it's bad for you. You shouldn't be drinking that stuff.
Right.
So I cherish my every Coca-Cola drink that I get.
Mm-hmm.
You still get the stones from sodas?
Yes, Keith and... I get them all.
Keith and Mick, they show up.
They're there. That's what I... I've had so many stones, like I could have... Like 15 versions of the Rolling
Emma's
Stones.
In there.
Yep, they're all there. All the Stones, you name it, it's there. I don't know if I would ever drink this again.
It is.
I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
Horrific. Yeah. Now, again, I don't like the way normal Coke tastes.
No, I like a normal Coke, and this is not. This just feels like it's tangential. Yeah, again, I don't think the cinnamon is doing us any favors on this. No. I don't feel like it's delightful. I don't feel like there's a marriage of flavors going on, an elevation happening. It's Coke and a little sidecar of cinnamon in
there. So far the theme is cinnamon bad when it's added to stuff.
Yeah.
And I would say so far this is the worst thing we've had. Would you guys agree?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Humbug.
I'm going back to the Sprite.
Yeah.
I've had too much Sprite to drink already. I like it. I got like a third of a can left.
We gave that a good, a positive score, right?
Sprite got a dope, baby.
Okay. I liked it.
Okay. I'm liking it the more I drink it now, I like it more.
Adam, I'm going to let you pick one of these last two.
I think we should save the big one for last. Okay, so let's do this this cake. What's it called? Cake,
it is. This is a good one. This is the Walmart Elf on the Shelf brand Hot Cocoa Cake Bite. You've got, it's a small, almost like a, what are the little hot cake things where they, we watch all these baking shows, you know, where they make the little mini cakes and they, there's a name for
it. It's like
a tray bake. Yeah, something like that. It is got, it's three layers. There's a chocolate on the bottom, chocolate on the top, and then a marshmallow flavored sponge.
Is that where they
in the middle?
Is that where they put the real elf?
I think that's what they do. And then there's like a delicious frosting with the little round white beads, sugar beads.
Yep.
Elf on the Shelf, specially made for Walmart stores. I hated having to go into Walmart, but this is one good thing that came out of it. Let's all try it.
I'm getting a good hot cocoa smell.
I actually smell cocoa right away.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like or the fake cocoa smell that you get with cocoa flavored things.
It has a texture like Little Debbie brownies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which I kind of like and miss, but
it's a dense cake.
It's a dense cake.
Maybe a little drier than I would like.
Oh, I don't like the taste. I don't know which piece of it I don't like. It got better at the end too. That's weird.
There isn't a lot of taste.
Yeah, it's a subtle all the way around.
And it is drier than I want. Yeah. I agree with you on that.
Like I'm gonna finish it, but
I mean, that's never in doubt.
Yeah, there's no pretending that this is cocoa.
Clean plate.
Or like, you know, like cocoa with marshmallows. It's chocolate.
Yeah, it's chocolate. I don't even know if I get any marshmallow.
No marshmallow at all. Compared to the Milano cookie where I got at least the smell of marshmallow.
Yeah.
And a little bit of that marshmallow frosting. This is a no-go.
This is weird. Like, as the second bite is dissolving in my mouth, all of the flavor is going away with it. Mm-hmm. It was very strange.
Yeah.
It's like it just became a flavorless mush. I'm really disappointed.
I'll start it off on this. It's a negative for me.
Yeah.
Jared?
Who's the manufacturer on this?
It's Walmart exclusive. Like, I don't think it even.
There actually
is. Like the Walton family, did they actually bake it themselves from their little kitchen? What are we looking at?
It is. It's a brand. It's it just says the original cake bites. Mm. All the cake in just one bite. snowball sprinkles, chocolate coating, chocolate cakes, marshmallow
flavor
cake.
Have you ever had those?
Oh, there's chocolate cream in between on the bottom level.
Could have fooled me.
Yeah.
Could have fooled me.
Have you ever had the cake pops?
Yeah.
Like, those aren't good cake things, but it's like the experience of having a cake on a lollipop sort of vehicle.
Sure.
So it's like you excuse it for being a mediocre cake experience.
But like they mix frosting into the cake bite to give it a little bit more something different.
Right.
Yeah, this is not
This is just like a bite of
All right. So let's go on to our last food item.
We didn't even score this one.
Oh, yeah. Well, get it. Yeah. I'm easy enough.
Yeah, yeah. So that is a huge disappointment in that one. When you look at it, you're kind of going, this might not work out, because it does have like a very dry, the cross section isn't appealing.
Right. Well, this is going to be interesting, guys. This one I've seen a number of years. I've never purchased it up till now.
Okay.
It is the Little Debbie Eggnog Cake Roll. So we know Swiss cake roll. So
you're saving the beverage for last?
Yeah, I want to clear the palate with that. A Little Debbie Eggnog Cake Roll is similar to a Swiss cake roll or a ding dong, but this one does not have a chocolate coating. It is a white cake, maybe a vanilla cake or an eggnog flavored cake. I don't know, with like a white fancy frosting,
like
and then
a drizzle of frosting,
right? And then a flat layer of frosting on the bottom, and then the roll itself, I'm assuming, has to be an eggnog flavored frosting. We could smell it to ask if it smells like eggnog, but I don't know if eggnog has a distinct smell, so I think immediately that's a problem. Right?
smell it and you tell me.
Yeah, I guess it does smell like eggnog. It does, but what's the spice they put in eggnog?
Nutmeg.
Nutmeg. It's nutmeg. Yeah. That's the smell that you get.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There's a
lot of nutmeg.
Very strong nutmeg.
Yeah, it does smell like an eggnog drink.
Yeah. Okay. I don't like eggnog.
Okay. Did you take a bite yet?
No, not yet. I split it open to get a cross section. I will say that similar to Kit Kats, I have a specific way of eating a Swiss cake roll.
You gotta unroll it.
Right.
I like to unroll the chocolate layer first.
Fun fact, I didn't realize like a Swiss roll was like a real baking thing.
Yeah,
like,
they do it.
Because I only ever ate Swiss cake, Little Debbie Swiss cake rolls. And then I'm watching Great British Baking Show and they're making Swiss rolls. I'm like, oh, that's actually a thing.
Yeah.
It's not just something Little Debbie came up with.
Right.
A Yule
log.
Little Debbie? We never actually see her.
Probably invented it, and then Great British Bake Off was like, "Oh, we should do one of those."
Little Debbie, you little devil.
I like it when they do Fig Newtons, they have their own name for that, like fig cakes or something like that.
Okay, so you take the chocolate off,
and then I unroll it.
Then you unroll it. Okay, I'm taking a bite. You're taking a bite. So it suffers from the typical Little Debbie thing, which is dry cake.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The usual Swiss cake roll, though, is enrobed in chocolate.
Yeah.
And that helps to mitigate some of the dryness.
Yeah. Well, and for my opinion, the cream in a Swiss cake roll is good.
Yeah.
So balances out the dryness.
Right.
I'm actually liking this cream.
This cream tastes like eggnog. It actually even tastes like alcoholic eggnog. Like you get a booze hit off
I can see this being divisive. If you like eggnog, I would guess that you might be more likely to enjoy this.
I'm indifferent towards eggnog, but I'm enjoying this.
So Jared
I'm
is,
enjoying Jared this
is,
role.
Jared is super positive. Adam, we know that you hate eggnog. What's your take?
It's not. I can't, like the other foods that I didn't like, I was able to finish, and this one I'm gonna stop with one bite.
Yeah, I feel like there's a lot wrong with this. I think that it's a huge mistake that you can actually touch the outside of the cake.
I would like a little more frosting coverage.
Like it's hard. Yeah. I don't like that. This needs to be covered with that white stuff. I know that they want to make it look nice, but
covered with that white stuff.
That's what she said. So I think maybe the cake even seems drier than what Little Debbie cakes are because it's exposed.
Sure.
And and I'm not a huge eggnog guy, and I was hoping that the flavor of this would be a bit more generic and a little less eggnoggy.
Yeah. I mean, it's labeled for what it's called.
Yeah. I would never take this over a Swiss cake roll.
God, no.
I would say no for me.
Swiss cake roll, top two Little Debbie.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm the lone voice of dissent on this. Yeah, I'm really enjoying it. This might be my favorite thing we've had tonight.
Wow.
Incredible.
Well, Jared, you're outnumbered because this is a scope. Nope.
Got to give it the wood saw.
Take it out to the shed and take care of it.
I'm bad.
Well,
this is fantastic.
Well, I'm glad you like it. So we're saving this drink to the end, just because this was the item that inspired me to do this idea.
Okay.
I found this at a convenience store. It is, Mountain Dew is totally into doing different flavored and seasonal drinks.
Especially for gamers.
They love, they had a crazy 4th of July one.
Did they?
And now they're...
Tastes like freedom.
Now they've got their Christmas drink. This year it is Merry Mashup Mountain Dew. And it is bright red. And it is a pomegranate and cranberry mix, I think is what it said. And smelling it straight up.
Do you have the bottle?
I do.
I'd be interested in looking at it. So I think a normal Mountain Dew orange juice is like the third or fourth ingredient.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm getting pomegranate.
Not even here.
I don't really even know what pomegranate smells like, so.
It smells like palm natural fruit juice.
Okay, so Jared, have you had a drink?
No, I'm taking in the bouquet.
Yeah, it smells like I smell that cranberry. I smell something else that must be
pomegranate. I think it smells nice.
Yeah,
it smells like a fruit punch.
I'm going in.
Yep. Okay, let's do it. Bright red, by the way. Bright red. Like unnaturally red.
It doesn't taste like Mountain Dew. Like it doesn't. Mountain Dew kind of hurts a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely not as like acidic as a Coca-Cola,
Like it's flatter. It's been sitting up, but it shouldn't get flat.
It shouldn't get that flat quickly.
It definitely does not have the carbonation level that I would want it to have.
It's like smooth.
Yeah, it's too smooth.
Right.
It is very smooth. Yeah.
That was the one thing about the Sprite. If you want to draw a direct comparison with a similar flavor, Sprite's got a little bit more kick, a lot more kick.
Yep.
And I would drink that Sprite over this.
Again,
I mean, this isn't.
I think this would be a good mixer.
This isn't terrible.
No,
it just doesn't. The flavors aren't very pronounced.
Yeah,
it's mostly sugar water.
Yeah,
with a hint of flavor.
It's like it might as well be like Hawaiian Punch.
Yeah,
it's
kind of in that ballpark.
Yeah,
yeah, it doesn't like I'm shaking the bottle that's in there, and it's not really the carbonation.
I just kind of expect something more from Mountain Dew, like a little extreme,
more attitude.
I'm just going to pour a little bit more to see if the carbonation.
Holidays with attitude.
Just so our listeners know, it is 10:10 at night, Shane is making us drink caffeinated products.
For the record, a fresh pour, slightly more carbonated, but still not like the Sprite Coke ass kicker that you get. No, Jared's back to the eggnog.
I'm finishing this eggnog thing.
Jared's like, I worked out at the gym for an hour more today. I'm eating this fucking eggnog thing, and that's that.
About an hour.
Yeah, I like that Sprite better.
Yeah.
So for me, I'll start it off. Mountain Dew, Merry Mashup. I would not seek this out. I'm giving it a nope.
Yeah. I would say it's like an okay juice, but I guess I'd rather have juice. It is 290 calories for this.
Yeah.
Whatever size bottle.
As
it is.
I say on the Great British Baking Show. Not worth the calories.
Yeah, 20 ounces. I would not want to have it, I guess.
I think we have consensus.
Hit it. Bah, humbug. Yeah, it's not a double.
It's a scope nope.
Yeah, I mean, it's a borderline nope, but it's a nope.
It's got to be worth it, and it's not worth it.
Yeah.
This is...
Like, we could rank the drinks separately,
that's
easy, right? It'd be in the middle.
Yeah. Cinnamon at the bottom, Sprite at the top.
Nope.
So looking back, let's give a quick recap for everyone before we move on to the coming soon section of the show. Milano, marshmallow, that's a noper.
Yeah.
Kit Kat, I'm going through all the nopes first. Kit Kat, nope, not great. I mean, not completely offensive, but still a nope. Coke is a solid nope. Can we agree with that?
We can. I may not even finish this one.
The Elf Bite, all a nope. It was weird, right?
Yeah.
Like it's something that should have been a slam dunk easy was just bizarre, and that's what you come to expect from the Walmart experience.
We only have one clear winner in the food department.
Eggnog, Jared in love with the eggnog roll.
I really liked it.
Look at him, look at that weirdo over there.
I'm not saying it's without fault. I'm not saying it's without fault, but I did enjoy it.
My wife loves Swiss cake rolls. And so I really
want... She loves eggnog.
I want her... Yeah, she does love eggnog, so I want her opinion on that.
Yeah.
Mountain Dew is a sad nope. I think we thought that it was going to be better.
Yeah.
And so that leaves us with only two dopes. Easy, the sugar cookie one, not offensive. It's something we would eat again.
The cereal, yep.
The cereal.
Sugar cookie toast crunch.
Sugar cookie toast crunch.
Yeah.
just rolls off the tongue.
And I think we're all in agreement when we say out of everything, the best thing we had was the Sprite winter spiced cranberry.
I guess we have to have a bowl of sugar cookie toast crunch with Sprite poured over it.
It seems like the only logical conclusion.
Jared, give us one more Santa Claus scope dope sound effect before we kick this bit off into holiday oblivion. Oh, yes, Santa. One more time. There we go.
There's an Xmas beat on here. Of course I got to play the Xmas beat.
I love it. So there you go. Scope, dope, or nope. Holiday-themed food edition. It's over. Jared loves it. Jared's nosing around in my bag for another eggnog roll. He loved it. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more scope.
Your timing is the worst.
I didn't know. We needed...
Here we go.
Loop it out. Okay, how about this? We'll be back with more Scope, episode 296, and coming soon, right after this.
Help, please. They've locked me in a box.
Under the Scope.
That box was a Christmas present, by the way.
Thank you. You picked up on the reference.
Thank you very much. So guess what? It's Under the Scope and the holiday edition of Coming Soon. This might be the fastest holiday edition.
You had to go down the cereal aisle for that, right?
It was actually on an end cap.
Okay, but you have cereal. I haven't really gone down the cereal aisle very often recently. Cereal got weird.
Yes.
It used to be like
cereal got weird.
It used to be like if you were for kids cereal, you had fruity cereal.
Yep.
Or you had marshmallow cereal that had the boring parts.
Right.
So Lucky Charms.
Right.
A marshmallow cereal that has the oats, and you're like, ugh, whatever. Now. The fruit cereal is the marshmallow cereal. Mm-hmm. It's just like, I know that I feel and sound old saying this, but it's like, it's just sugar now.
This can't be legal.
In the MAGA universe, it's okay to mix Fruit Loops and marshmallows together. This is not acceptable. This is not acceptable.
Okay, Bernie.
Thank you. Okay, Adam, coming soon. There's no Christmas song we could do in the background, Jared.
Dude, just some effects.
I'll do the village again.
Do the village. Keep that. Okay, Adam.
All right, so
see if you can hack this
for the week of December 22nd.
Yes.
Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and Happy Kwanzaa. All three are this week.
Love it.
Wow.
Synergy. I don't know about any of the other celebrations. Music. We also, just like last week, nothing of note. Maybe there's some Mariah Carey holiday special coming out.
There we go.
He's getting used to the format still.
He doesn't know. He doesn't care. That's what I love about it. He just keeps talking.
Movies?
Yes. A lot of movies. People love to see movies at Christmas.
Especially my people. We don't celebrate. We need something to do on
Chinese food movies.
Chinese food, a little roasted duck, perhaps.
They did it on the annual Saturday Night Live Christmas show.
Yeah,
they played the Robert Smigel Jews on Christmas.
Yeah,
whatever that song is called.
I love that. I love it.
Anyway, movies. We've got Spies in Disguise.
Yep.
1917. Just Mercy.
Mm-hmm.
Clemency, and Little Women.
Wow. You nailed it that time, Adam.
Thank you. Home video releases. Just one. Yeah. Judy. What's that? That a Judy...
That's the Judy Garland Judy biopic Garland. With Bridget Jones. What's her face?
Bridget Jones's Diary.
Yeah,
Bridget Jones is having a baby. Renee Zellweger.
Renee Zellweger, which I hear is great, and it's Oscar worthy.
Wow.
As Borat would say, you could get this on VCR.
Did you see his speech that he gave to the Anti-Defamation League?
Yes.
It's a good speech.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why Borat should be respected.
Exactly.
Is that coming out on home release?
Yeah. Finally, video games.
Oh.
Nothing of note.
It's all out. Oh, isn't that nice? And guess what, guys? Because literally nothing is out, we're not doing Hit It or Miss It. It's just... Just enjoying the season is what we're doing, right, guys?
It's trying to break out, but I won't let it. I won't let it.
Fantastic. So that's it, huh, Adam?
That's all.
Coming Soon is done. So let's get out of this, Jared, and get to that home holiday stretch.
Under the scope.
All right, here we go, Jared. Guess what? By the time this show has been aired, we will have seen Star Wars.
We will.
What do you think we'll think of it, Jared? Will we love it? You're going to love it no matter what.
Am I, though?
You're a guaranteed. You're a lock-in.
Okay. I want to be positive.
Yep. You said if Ray is at any point eating eggnog egg roll, Swiss cake roll, we're
Academy Award winner right there. Folks, here we are. We're at the end of the year. I know you've spent a lot of money on your friends and family in the gift-giving season, but I think you maybe have a couple dollars more. You can spend those on us. Give us your holiday cheer, patreon.com/thescopeshow. Do it. New Year's resolution. Pledge to support The Scope. You support us, we'll support you with comedy and entertainment on a semi-regular basis. Cannot give you an actual commitment on episodes. But number 300 is coming up, and you're not going to want to miss that.
We're coming up to it.
I'm sure Shane has a big plan for us. I don't know.
I haven't even thought about it. Oh, no.
I'm sure we'll be eating more food, because now we're a food tasting show. That's what we are.
We're an audible food tasting show.
Yeah.
That's what we do.
Right. I don't know why I went right to the Patreon. And maybe it just felt like it was the gift-giving mood time of the year.
I love it.
Like, I just want to go right to requesting stuff. I know it's better to give than receive, and we've given of ourselves, and now we must receive. Folks, as you know, as Shane mentioned, a Star Wars movie has just come out, and we hope that you have been flooding our inbox with your comments and critiques about the film.
Yep. The hottest of takes.
We should have
the
said,
hottest of takes.
We should have said that in the last episode.
I don't care. People know what to do. People know what to do.
They're very confused.
People are clamoring for an outlet for their own thoughts and expressions, and Lord knows they're not finding it other than on our email and our phone lines.
Right.
That's the only place you can vent these things in a safe space. That is comments@thescopeshow.com is the email. Voicemail is 612-21-SCOPE. That is 612-217-2673. And we also have social media. I guess if you probably go there to venture, put your hot takes out there in the world. But you can send them directly to us. Facebook, Twitter, those links are on our website. 2020 update coming soon. Thescopeshow.com. And,
wow.
Finally, I always like to mention the Amazons, Shane. They're doing well, and when they do well, we do well. And
we don't do well.
Maybe we don't. We don't know. Can neither confirm nor deny. These things are just mysterious. You just connect your finances into a box, and wares are shipped your way. And
bada bing, bada boom.
Bada bing, bada boom. The world goes around, and maybe some change falls out of your pockets and lands in our pockets. Who knows? Scopeshow.com/Amazon for all the details. Back to you.
Wow. Well, what a fantastic read through, Jared.
Let's get a little punchy at the end there.
I loved it. Well, guess what, guys? I want to wish everybody
My favorite part is when Adam is so checked out of the show, the headphones are off.
He doesn't even...
He's done. He knows his work is done. He doesn't even need to hear it. He doesn't need to hear the music in the background. He doesn't need to hear my close breathing on the microphone. He doesn't need to hear any of it. He's just so... His energy is expended.
My ears are hot.
He's done.
My ears are hot.
He's out.
Wow.
All right, Jerry.
Thanks, Costanza.
Too much caffeine, guys.
Right. Well, I just want to wish everyone out there happy holidays. Thanks for listening. And Adam, most of all, thank you for finally coming back into the studio.
You're welcome.
It has been
Don't you ever clean out that chimney. It's going to take Mrs. Claus till next Christmas to get the soot out of this suit.
What the fuck is that? There's so many surprises on this soundboard.
Ghost Santa is really punchy. Speaking of punchy, jingle. So you should have been doing this the entire show.
I didn't want to, I didn't know what they were going to be.
Yeah, well.
I didn't have a chance to, taste test these ahead of time. So I'm like, what is a wood saw?
I guess we've got to go back and re-record and re-eat all of this stuff.
No,
Adam,
we're good.
Will you be coming back?
Like the Magic 8-Ball, Shazam.
We just never know.
We never know.
Well, guess what? We will move heaven and earth to have you. Heaven and earth.
Whew.
But until then, we're going to be off. We got holiday time to be off. We're going to be with our friends and our family.
Right.
And we hope everybody else
gotta
out there is
doing the same. Prepare ourselves
for
the final two episodes of Crisis on Infinite Earths.
Yeah, that takes weeks to get ready for.
Yeah.
So
I have a whole stretching routine.
I love it. Well, Jared, let's wrap this sucker up for the year. We'll be back in 2020 with more Scope. So until then, happy holidays and bye for now.
Ladies and gentlemen, we find ourselves once again at the end. I hope you've enjoyed our time together. I know I have.
Fear not, Scope faithful. Days shall pass as if they were but a moment, and Jared, Adam, and Shane will return with another thrilling episode. Until then, send your comments to comments@thescopeshow.com or leave a voicemail message by dialing
612-21-SCOPE. That's 612-217-2673.
Thanks for listening, faithful fans. This is Tony Partington saying ahoy hoy. Tune in next time to another terrific edition of The Scope.
Oh, don't you ever clean out that chimney. It's going to take Mrs. Claus till next Christmas to get the soot out of this suit.
Bah, humbug.